USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Dianne Feinstein, the longest-serving female senator, has passed away at the age of 90. Feinstein, a California Democrat, was first elected in 1992 and was a trailblazer in politics and the oldest sitting member of Congress at the time of her death. As the deadline for a potential federal government shutdown approaches, travelers are closely monitoring the potential impacts on flights.
Congress has until Saturday to come to an agreement and prevent the shutdown. In the event a deal is not reached, crucial personnel like air traffic controllers and TSA agents will still be on duty. They are classified as essential workers. I'm John Schaefer.
Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey is defying calls from fellow Democrats to step down following his federal bribery charges. In a private lunch with Senate Democrats yesterday, Menendez stated his intention to stay in the Senate, but did not discuss whether he plans to run for re-election next year. On Wednesday, he and his wife pled not guilty to charges including conspiracy to commit bribery. The Powerball jackpot nearing the billion-dollar mark once again, with no winner in Wednesday night's drawing, Saturday's top prize, an estimated $925 million. Today marks 6 months since Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich was detained by Russia and accused of espionage, making him the first American journalist held by the Kremlin on charges since the Cold War. The Wall Street Journal has launched a social media campaign to raise awareness of what the U.S. government has officially designated a wrongful detainment. Journalists and supporters encouraged to post images with the hashtag #IStandWithEvan. This is USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.
Yeah, I'm looking at the pages right now.
Thomas's translation company just lost its only two Spanish speakers. Without the right replacements, he'll be in problemas.
Yeah, we'll have those ready. Tonight's going to be a late one.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It's official. Netflix no longer mailing out DVDs. The streaming company became famous in the late 90s for delivering them to your door. The DVD business, however, has shrunk considerably over the years. And in 2021, Netflix said DVD rentals amounted to less than 1% of its revenue. In a tweet, they said it's been a true pleasure and honor to deliver movie nights to our wonderful members for 25 years. Frontman Paul Rogers says he came close to not only losing his voice, but also his life. In an interview this week on CBS Mornings, Rogers revealed that he had 13 strokes, including two major ones, since 2016.
I couldn't do anything, to be honest. I couldn't speak. That was a very strange thing. You know, I'd prepare something in my mind and I'd say it, but that isn't what came out. And I'd go, what the heck did I just say?
He did undergo major surgery after his second stroke and was able to sing and play guitar 6 months after that and was back in the studio another year later. The Detroit Lions coming off a 34-20 takedown of the Green Bay Packers last night at Lambeau Field. Detroit improved to 3-1 while Green Bay slipped to 2-2. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.